Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Good evening, brothers and sisters. Happy Sabbath. Welcome this evening to Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line. This is Sister Carla, and I'm your host. Pray that everyone had a wonderful week. And now as we come to the Sabbath, let's lay all our burdens, all our care at the feet of Jesus. Let us pray. Kind and loving Father, we thank you this Sabbath evening for your blessing upon our life to keep us to see another Sabbath, Lord. We just glorify and we magnify your name, for you are truly worthy to be praised. All honor, glory goes to you. You are our most high God. You are our Father, our Savior, our High Priest. You are our all in all, our Creator, and we belong to you by creation and redemption. And we thank you for choosing us while we were yet sinners. You died for us, for you, in this body, in this sin-sick world. Help us to submit our will to you so that we can live a righteous and holy life unto you, which is our only high purpose, our calling. Bless each and every one of us, our family and friends, those that are joining us live, those that are on the internet, and those that will be listening to this rebroadcast. May you bless them abundantly, more than they can ask or think of, and bless the speaker when he comes at the appointed time. Lord, fill him with your Holy Spirit afresh to bring new bread from heaven, and help us that we may be unified in our praise, thanksgiving, as we glory and magnify your name and talk of your goodness and encourage each other heavenwards. We thank you ever so much. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Again, good evening, brothers and sisters. Happy Sabbath. Thank you for joining us. I will read this thought from the Spirit of Prophets. Amen. And it reads, Sabbath Day is a Delight. That's the title. The Sabbath was embodied in the law given from Sinai, but it was not then first made known as a day of rest. The people of Israel had a knowledge of it before they came to Sinai. On the way hither, the Sabbath was kept. When some profaned it, the Lord reproved them, saying, How long refuse ye to keep my commandment and my laws? Exodus chapter 16, verse 28, Desire of Ages 283 and paragraph 1. 283 paragraph 1. The Sabbath was not for Israel merely, but for the world. Amen. It has been made known to men in Eden, and like the other precepts of the Decalogue, it is of imperishable obligation of that law of which the fourth commandment form a part. Declare, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law. So nothing will change. Amen. So long as the heaven and the earth endure, the Sabbath will continue to be a sign of the Creator's power. And when Eden shall bloom on earth again, God's holy rest day will be hallowed by all beneath the sun. From one Sabbath to another, the inhabitants of the glorified to worship before me, said the Lord. Amen. Matthew chapter 5, verse 18. Also Isaiah chapter 66, verse 23, and Desire of Ages, pages 283, paragraph 2. Amen. So let the Sabbath be our delight, because we see that in the earth made new again, that we will be worshiping on the Sabbath. So this is something that we're practicing. We're learning to be obedient to God's commandment, his law. So praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Let us be encouraged. Let us continue to press forward, and let us encourage others and tell them about the Sabbath and about God's coming and what he expects us as his children, obedient disciple, obedient ambassadors of him, to do and to share with our brothers and sisters throughout the world. Amen. Please press 1 if you have a testimony, prayer request, scripture reading. Now is the time to share the early part of opening the line. We have a few extra minutes for those who join early, and press 1 so that you can share. Again, please press 1 if you would like to share. Happy Sabbath to my brothers and sisters. I just want to welcome you this evening. God is so good, and he is what? He's worthy to be praised, brothers and sisters. And I just, before I open the line, I just want to share this quote that I read today. It was profound. It's two quotes, but I'll just share one. It says, the highest of all science is the science of soul saving. Again, as I read that, I thought about, you know, when this thing came upon the world, they said, listen to the science. But that's the world science. That's the science that's going to lead to death, destruction of life and family, the science that will not help mankind. But it says, the highest of all science is the science of soul saving. The greatest work to which human beings can aspire is the work of winning men from sin to holiness. For the accomplishment of this work, a broad foundation must be laid, not a narrow one, but a broad foundation must be laid to accomplish this work, to win souls for Christ. Ministry of Healing, page 398. And if we love God, we will love humanity. We will love our brothers and sisters and do all that lies in our power through Christ to win them for his kingdom. Amen? So let us be mindful of our duty. So I'll go ahead and open the line for 518, 482. Good evening. Happy Sabbath. Your line is now open.
Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line. Happy Happy Sabbath to all. And I would like to begin by singing, we had so many sad news this week. And when the Sabbath comes, you know, it's a pleasure to just keep your mind away. You don't look on the TV. You don't look what's going on in the world. And we just come to lift our hearts and praise to God. So I would like to begin by singing this song. This song is one of my favorite songs. Taking your mind off of the things of this world, our thoughts. And I especially thank the Lord for sparing my life so I could come on this prayer line to give my testimony of his much care and his love over me. You know, today I was coughing and I called a friend. She says, well, she had the virus. And then she says, oh, you have the virus? She says, go and make some flu bomb. I says, I don't have the virus, girl. I am okay. I just went to the home this week, you know, and this week Tuesday I went to see my brother at the home, and every time you go there, you have to take the quick test, and I am okay, but I don't have the virus. She said, okay, then, because she had it already, she had it two times. But, you know, God is protecting me, and I am very thankful and grateful because we believe that we can protect ourselves, but we can't. So I just want to sing this, one of my favorite songs, How Could Our Thoughts. It's number 244 in the hymn. Yeah, I'm going to sing it. How could thoughts and wishes fly above these gloomy shades, to those bright words beyond the sky, where sorrow ne'er invades. There's joys unseen by mortal eye, or reason feeble ray. In every blooming prosper grows, exposed to no decay. Lord, ascend a beam of life divine to guide our upward aim. Let one revive in look of time our languid hearts and flame. And the last verse is, oh, then, on faith's sublimest wing, our ardent soul shall rise to those bright scenes where pleasures spring, immortal in the skies. And when I sing this song, I just imagine hear my father playing every note of this song. And it sounds so lovely on the air. Early in the morning when we get up to do our devotion, it's very, very nice, especially on Sabbath morning. So I thank God for sparing my life so I could come on this line to use my talent, I would say, to sing, because I like to sing. I can't do it too good, but I know I could carry a note. And so I thank God for that, because when I had my thyroid, I asked God, please, I am not taking out my thyroid. If I take out my thyroid, I wouldn't be able to sing, and that is one of my favorite things, to comfort myself when I'm, you know, I just put on music and I sing along with music. So I love to sing, and singing was a part of our worship at home. So God is very good to me. So I can't help giving God praise and thanks on this beautiful Sabbath evening. God has spared my life. He had spared my life to see another birthday. And I am so grateful to be in not if the best of health, but good enough health. I could do everything for myself, so I just want to thank God. Thank him over and over and over again for strength that I'm living on, that he has given me. So thank you, Sister Carlo, for opening my line. Happy Sabbath to one, happy Sabbath to all.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Consonelli, for coming on and sharing and blessing us with your beautiful voice and just sharing and being who you are to encourage and to bless others. And may you continue to be faithful. Yeah. Amen. May you continue to be faithful. May the Lord continue to bless you and your family, your husband and your children, and just, you know, through you, you know, bless your brothers and those in a nursing home. And, you know, we know God loves us. He protects us, and he winks at us in ignorance. But just be mindful of those PCR tests, because we're not sure if they're putting something on them, because we know they wasn't made to test for that. But because of money, because of corruption, because of sin and evil, that's what they're doing. And it's known that it doesn't work for that. But may the Lord truly help us. I don't have words to express the corruption that's going on in this world, but God see it all. So I'll go to the next caller. Again, happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. We happy and we're glad that you can join us. Welcome all those in Netherlands and Japan, South Korea, you know, all parts of Asia, Jamaica, Canada, and different parts of the world, but those are what is showing up on our chart, and we just want to welcome you, and we thank the Lord that you can worship with us on this Sabbath or whenever you can and listen to this rebroadcast, knowing that we have a God that loves you and he died for your sin and he wants you to live for him, that holy life unto him and obedience unto him, and he will bless you. He will save you. He will guide you and he will keep you. Amen. So I'll go to the next caller. 225-337. Good evening. Your line is now open.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. Sister Carl, do I have time to read a scripture and a song? Do I have time for it? It's amazing grace.
Yes.
I want to read. I want to read the scripture first, please. First of all, I want to thank God for his Sabbath day, and I want to thank the Lord for the blessing that we can come to fellowship, and also I'm praising him that. That we are here worshiping and thanking him for his goodness and especially allowing us to see another Sabbath day. This is truly my blessing, all of our blessing. So I'm reading from Psalm 27, and I want to read verses 5, and I would like to read verse 14, two verses. And it says, For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide us. He shall set us upon a rock. I'm reading 14. I love this scripture. Wait. I say wait. Let me go back. Wait on the Lord. Be of a good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait. I say wait on the Lord. I say wait on the Lord. So I just want to thank God for that scripture, and I just want to share the song Amazing Grace. It's short, Sister Carla. As my sister has said, the voice may not be good, or what, but we are saying praise to our Father. And as we share it, you know, let no one be ashamed to sing praise to God, because God gave us a voice and he want all of us to praise him, because there's many, many voices in the world and we can lift it up to God. It doesn't matter what it sounds like, but it sounds beautiful in his ears from the heart. Amen. So it says, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like us. I once was lost, but now we are found. Was blind, but now we see. Was grace that taught our heart to fear, and grace my fear relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour we first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. His grace had brought us safe thus far, and grace will lead us home. Amen, amen. I want to thank God for this song. This song means so much to all of us. So grace, grace, God's grace today has brought us through this Sabbath. So I just want to thank you, Sister Carlos, for opening my line. May God bless each and every one, my sisters and brothers, and love you. Take care. Have a blessed night. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Leola, for the scripture and for that song. Amen. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound. We know it's amazing every time we look at what God has done for us and all that he gave up for us, sinner. And we just see what, how amazing it is and how loving and giving he is. And he wants us to be like him. He wants us to be able to lay down our life for our brethren, to be able to stand up to truth and what is wrong, and to whether we live or die, to live for him and death before dishonor. And we have to practice. We have to know it. We have to know who we believe and who we trust, because if we don't, we will be fearful. And if we get fearful, we have to trust in him, because he says he has not given us the power of fear, but of power, wisdom, and a sound mind. I'm paraphrasing. So he wants us to have power. He wants us to have wisdom. He wants us to have a sound mind, because where there is fear, there's, you know, there's no trust. So let us trust in the Lord with all our hearts, our soul, and our mind. So I'll go to the next caller again. Good evening, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. 518-744. Happy Sabbath. Your line is now open.
Happy Sabbath, Sister Carla. This is Brother Rick from Fort Wayne, New York, and just happy to be on the line tonight. It is a bitterly cold night outside, but you know what? God is good. He has blessed us with a warm home, and I am grateful for his goodness. My wife and I just finished worship a little while ago, and we were just talking about how good God is, and we were reading in Ephesians. We were reading Colossians last week, and we started on Ephesians just talking about, you know, God and who he is and how we really don't understand him. He gives us glimpses of his goodness, of his mercy, of his love to us, but we really don't understand God. And you know what? I don't think that God expects us to understand him fully, but the one thing that we need to understand is how much he loves us and that he has given us salvation. He has given us the ability, the chance, and the ability to live the Christian life here on this earth, heaven on earth. We don't have to wait until we get to heaven to start these things. And so we were just talking about that, and I wanted to read a couple of verses in Ephesians that we were reading. It just makes you smile when you read these verses. And let me get to that here. I'm turning to it at the moment. And Ephesians chapter 1, Paul is writing here, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. So God has chosen, he chose us, he knew we were going to be here at this time. And before the world even began, he knew that. But he continues on that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. If God expects us to be holy and blameless before him in love, he is going to give us the power to do that. And to me, that is such an exciting thing to know that, you know what, God knew I was going to be here. He's made the way for me to live that life, the Christian life, the life that Christ lived. I can stand before him without blame and in love, and there's nothing anybody can do to stop me except for me. I can stop myself from that, but nobody else can take that away from me. So I am just excited about that tonight. This is just an awesome thing. God has made a way for each one of us, and let us walk in that way. Otherwise, we will stumble. We can fall off the path. We can take a detour, which we don't want to do, because detours can take a long time. They can be painful. They can get us totally going in the wrong direction. We don't want to go in the wrong direction because time is short, as we all know, and we just want God to, we want him to keep us on that right path. So I'm just praying for my family tonight, sisters, and just thanking the Lord for all of his goodness to me. Thank you very much.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Rick, for coming on and joining and sharing. It's always a pleasure to hear your voice on the prayer line whenever you can join us, or whenever, you know, you join us and you're able to share with us. It's always a blessing. And may the Lord continue to bless you and your family and keep you. Amen. As you say, it is nice and warm. Many are don't have a home outside freezing, and we know there come a time that, you know, we won't be as comfortable as we would like to be or as we are, but we know through Christ he's going to keep us and he's going to protect us and guide us. But he say we pray that, you know, the time for flea won't be on the Sabbath or in the winter, because we know how brutally cold it could be in the winter. So we just thank the Lord that he has made provision for us. Amen. So I will go to the next caller. Again, happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Press 1 if you would like to share. And welcome this evening to Advent Light, 518-951. Good evening. Your line is now open.
Okay. Happy Sabbath, my dear beloved. Thank you, Sister Carlo, for opening my line. This is Sister Powell calling from Kingston, Jamaica. I heard a while ago with Sister Leola singing Amazing Grace. It's joy when we can come and hear our brothers and sisters fellowshipping by singing and giving the praise, reading their scripture. Also, Brother Rick, like we got to hear from Brother Rick. You know, it is so peaceful and actually happy, joyful, you know, when we can sit and hear our brothers and our sisters. We may not be able to see them face to face, but when we hear their voice, we feel joyful. So I just thank God for that. My dear beloved, happy Sabbath again. It's a pleasure to know that, you know, our loving Father has set this day aside for us. And during the week, we know we have all our little burdens, our trials, our ups and downs. But when it come on Saturday, the Sabbath to Friday, from sunset Friday evening to our Sabbath, you know, that joy, that peace, that happiness. And my dear beloved, I can just tell you experience in the country, you know, when the Friday Sabbath is coming up, you feel like a different breeze, you know, just a calmness. It's just like a peace just passes over us. So I thank God for the blessed Sabbath day that God has given unto us. And I also thank God that he has kept us during the week, throughout the week, and he will take us from our busy schedule, and now we can sit at his welcome table to listen to his word. There are so many praise reports I can say today, but, you know, my dear beloved, I just want to thank God for prayer, because without prayer, it is impossible. I was saying, I think I shared it the other day about my Verkhoven veins. I have some Verkhoven veins on my leg, feet, and it looked like a little mosquito bit it. And what happened? I took my little finger and just rubbed it, not scratch with the nail, but eventually I felt a little itching, you know. So I put use some castor oil upon it, but when I use the castor oil, it's like it's stripping, like it stripped, and I know castor oil is good, so I started to use a little Vaseline, what they say, good for itches. So, my dear beloved, I feel the foot there, it started to be swollen, but I prayed and trust God, ask the Lord, you know, to do his will, because I know he's the great physician. So, my dear, I didn't want to go to the hospital here or the clinic here, but eventually I got a doctor by one of my community granddaughter. Mother, well, she was sick. She had her doctor home visit. So, you know, I told her about it, and she called the doctor, and we make an appointment, and the doctor came in. And my dear beloved, I was comfortable with the doctor. She was such a wonderful young lady and, you know, caring. So, you know, that when you find you have a doctor that you can talk to and share and, you know, feel comfortable with. So I was comfortable with her. So when she came, you know, took the pressure was a little high. And, you know, I told her that anytime I see doctors, whether the pressure is low or not, it's jump up, you know, or climb up. Then my dear beloved, she told me, look at me, test me, you know, do a rigorous checkup. And it was cool, good. And then she said, look at the leg. And she saw it with 18. I tell her, you have to scrape. I am not in any great pain, but when you touch the foot, you feel, you know, a little discomfort. So she took at it and said, it's poor circulation. I said, yes, I know that I have poor circulation. And, you know, whenever time I may stand up too much, the legs got swollen. So, my dear beloved, I am here. You know, feel comfortable with her. She came back this morning, you know, bringing the prescription, what she prescribed for it, and also a benefit card that you can maybe get the medication a little less. You know, she brought that. I was able to share with her the desire of ages and also the Ten Commandments, and she was very happy to receive it. And I pray with her, and, you know, she was comfortable. And I just say, my dear beloved, anything we do, despite of our sickness and illness, and when we can present the word, you know, to our brother and our sisters, it is the best thing to do, to share God's love and how his grace and his mercy had helped us. So, you know, I told her about the health message that I am doing it, maybe I violate the law, the health law, or maybe I am on the leg too much, or maybe I am not drinking enough water. You know, I said some way. But I just prayed and asked God, you know, to take full control of it. When I rest the foot, it feel much better. So I'm asking for prayer for that. And I know, I believe that God is able to do the work that he promised. I wish above all things that we would prosper and be in good health. And he also wants us, Lord, to be obedient with the health law. So continue to pray. God is good. I'm doing great so far. No complaining, murmuring, because I know God is able. So continue to pray for me as I pray for you, Sister Carla and the family. God bless. Bye-bye. Happy Sabbath again.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Powell, for sharing. Praise the Lord for using you just in that, in that instant to, talk to this doctor and to encourage her and to share the love of God and to give her a book. So praise the Lord for allowing you to be in her presence for the circumstances and as you know, what you need to do. So praise the Lord for your testimony and encouragement, Sister Powell. Praise the Lord. God is so good. And, you know, sometimes we can overdo things, even good things. And we will continue to keep our dear Sister Powell in prayer. And I know my grandmother, she we call it travel. She, had, varicose vein. And I think at time I had it, when I was pregnant or a teacher and preschool teacher. And when you're on your foot too long and, a lot of pressure on it, it will, the veins will pop out. But there's, praise the Lord, God will bless you with natural remedies and things you need to do to help in that area. So, again, thank you for sharing that timely message and encouragement. So I'll go to the next caller. Again, brothers and sisters, thank you for joining us. Happy Sabbath to each and every one of you. I just want to welcome you this evening on Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line. We have a few more hands that are up. I just ask that you be brief, brothers and sisters, and I will open the line in a few. Sister Powell will do our prayer, so just be brief with your song or your testimony or your scripture reading, brothers and sisters, as I open the line. 272-770. Good evening. Your line is now open.
Good evening, Sister Carla. Happy Sabbath to you and all my beloved brothers and sisters. I'm so grateful to be here, and I just want to give the Lord praise and honor and glory. It's Sister Tamiko from Pennsylvania. So I want to give the Lord praise because he's taken me back and forth to my appointments safe and sound. I thank him for everything he has done for me and for my family. So I just am so happy to be here, my dear sister, on this prayer line this evening with all of you. And I definitely have a Bible scripture to read. And I do have a song, but I heard what you said in the beginning, so I will only sing the first verse. Amen. The psalm is taken from Psalm 100, verses 1 through 5. Amen. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, O ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. And it is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Amen. Praise the Lord. There I have my song here. Oh, Jesus. Amen.
You can sing two verses.
I can sing two? Okay, thank you, Sister Carla. Yes. Thank you. Amen.
I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, he kindly will help me. He ever loved and cares for his own. We must tell Jesus. We must tell Jesus. We cannot bear our burdens alone. We must tell Jesus. We must tell Jesus. Jesus can help us. Jesus alone. Oh, how the world to evil alone. Oh, how our hearts that is tempted to sin. We must tell Jesus, and he will help us over the world of victory to win. We must tell Jesus, we must tell Jesus, he cannot bear our burdens alone. We must tell Jesus, we must tell Jesus, Jesus can help us, Jesus alone.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Carla. God bless you and your family. I just would like to ask for prayer requests to lift up all my precious brothers and sisters on this prayer line. Special prayer for Sister Powell and healing prayer for her that she will feel better, and also prayer for my family and for everyone here tonight. Thank you so much. God bless you. Happy Sabbath. Love you all.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Sister Tamika, for coming on and sharing. And we will keep those prayer requests in our prayers. Sister Powell, give us a prayer. And if we have a second time, chance for another prayer, Brother Rick will give us a prayer if he's able to. So we will only have those two prayers after I open this line. So please be mindful, my brothers and sisters. And I just want to welcome you this evening. 857-505. Good evening. Your line is now open.
Hey, hello, Sister Carla. Hello, brothers and sisters on the prayer line. My name's Brother Eli. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts. I'd like to thank God for his love. I'd like to thank God, Sister Carla, for his mercy, because he is worthy to be praised, Sister Carla. And Sister Carla, I would like to thank our dear sister, Sister Carla, Sister Dorothy, beloved daughter, that sing that song, because I love that song, Sister Carla. That song make me feel blessed, Sister Carla. I am blessed with that song, Sister Carla. I would like to thank my sister for singing that powerful song, and may God bless her with her ministry. May God bless her daughter, her beloved daughter, Sister Keisha. May God bless her her son. May God left her nephew, Anthony. May God bless them in the mighty name of Jesus. And I have a prayer request, Sister Carla. My prayer request, yes, Sister Carla, is to lift up my mother in prayer, Sister Carla. And Sister Carla, I'm asking for Sister Powell and Brother Rick to lift up Brother Javel in prayer, because today is his birthday. So please lift up Brother Javel in prayer. Sister Powell, let me spell for you, my dear sister, is J-A-V-E-L. Brother Javel, lift him up in prayer, Sister Powell, that the Lord will change him, and that the Lord will take off the stony heart of his, that God will give him the fruit of the Spirit, Sister Powell, where it's love. Just like Sister Carla said, Sister Powell, where it's love, kindness, self-control, long-suffering, Sister Carla and Sister Viola. Thank you for opening my life, Sister Carla. Sister Carla, tell Sister Miola, I say hello, and
yes,
I know she's
Amen.
On the prayer line.
Thank you.
Tell her to do a special prayer. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Eli, for coming on and sharing, and may the Lord continue to bless you. And as you come in and join us, we just thank the Lord, because we know that you're learning, as we, each and every one of us, are learning and growing, and this knowledge is for us to share with others, and to tell them about the love of Jesus, to be able to teach and share scripture and pray for them, and just, you know, be a blessing to our brethren. So I'll ask Sister Paula if she can pray for Sister Tamiko, Brother Rick's prayer, Brother Eli and Sister Katie's prayer, and then I'll see if Brother Rick can pray for, Sister Consonelli's, Sister Leola, myself, and Brother Ricardo, and, you know, whatever else the Lord put upon your heart also, my brethren and sisters, just include those in prayer. So, Sister Tamiko. Amen. So I'll go ahead and open Sister Powell line first. Your line is now open.
Okay, yes, my dear beloved, this is the time that we can go to the Lord. So wherever you are, you can kneel or bow your head. Let us pray. I must tell Jesus all of our trials. Jesus alone can help us. Lord, we just come before you this blessed Sabbath evening to give you thanks and give you praises for all the blessings you have showered down upon your sons and your daughter. You are so good. You are so great. Without you, we couldn't do nothing. And as you give us the privilege, Lord, to summon you in the most holy sanctuary now, this blessed Sabbath evening, we are asking you, please, Lord, to hear us and answer our cry. Father, we have been thankful, grateful to you for what you have done for each one of us during this week, throughout this week. And now, Lord, as we fellowship with you, through the pour your sweet Holy Spirit upon each one of us, Lord, we present to you this moment, dear Father, the speaker, Brother Ricardo, dear Lord, who will be bringing the words, the fresh bread from heaven. We ask you through the Holy Spirit to fill his heart, his soul, his mind, that this message will come to us, Lord. We'll accept his message, dear Father, and place it in our heart so that we can go and share with others. We thank you for the privilege, Lord, that we can have speakers to come and join us and to present the message. So continue to bless Brother Ricardo and his family member and also his ministry. Heavenly Father, we also lift up to you, Lord, Brother Rick, Lord, and his wife, Lord. Thank you, Lord, when we can hear our dear beloved elder come and share by reading the words and testify how good you are, and also doing witnesses and his church activities, Lord Jesus, responsibility. We ask you to give him strength. And Lord, thank you for the good news that mom and dad is doing much better, dear Lord. And dear Father, they are back in their inner home, Lord, hoping and praying that their house, Lord, will be finished for them to go in before the summer. So, Lord, we just want to thank you for all the blessings. And as we bring to you, Lord, the children, Lord Jesus, you know everything about our Lord. And as we place her at your feet and grandchildren, we ask you, Lord, to be by their side. Heavenly Father, we present Mother Eli to you. Lord, thank you, Lord, for what you have been doing in his life. And allow him, Lord, to know and to see you are working. And as he present his friend, Javel, and others, Lord Jesus, allow him, Lord, as we present them to you, Father, you are the one going to work in the heart. And you are the one going to transform them. So, dear Lord, we place Javel and all of his friends to you, and also his mother, continue to pour out your blessings upon her as she ministered to her son. Lord, we know that she had a responsibility, and Father, you have been working your love and showing her, dear Father, how, Lord, you are so good to her and her son, where you have brought Brother Eli from and through. And we just want to say thank you, God. We also represent our dear sister Katie, Lord, and as she prayed and prayed for her son Dominique, Lord, we ask you to strengthen him. And I do know as mother pray for their children, would like to see when they surrender everything to you and come to know you so that they can also share your love and be faithful to you, and also her grandchildren. I place them to you, so that you will work through these little ones. Heavenly Father, there are names, Lord, that we know, and you know them, what they are going through. Hold them in your palm of your hand. Bring them to you daily, minutely, and hourly, Lord, so that they will have a sweet fellowship with you, and that they will abide under your wing and be obedient. Sister Stephanie and her family members, I present them to you, Lord. You know what she's going through, but you are the true God who she depends upon. and you will carry her through. Bless us, Lord. If there is any other name, all the group here, Lord, Father, Sister Consinelli and her family, we present them to you, Sister Carla, and her family and the others, Lord. And those, dear Father, who we do not remember the name, you know every name, so we leave them in your hand this blessed Sabbath day. Bless us and keep us, guide us and protect us, we pray. In Jesus' loving name, with thanksgiving, amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. And I'll open the line for Brother Rick, for Sister Powell, Sister Consonelli, and Sister Leola, and whoever else, whatever other circumstances. Sister Katie also, the Lord put on your heart to pray for. Your line is now open, my brother.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Carla. Let us continue in prayer as we bow before the Lord. Father, that tonight we come before you again. You heard Sister Powell's prayers, her petitions that she lifted up to you, Lord. We want to continue on with a few more names, Lord. You know all, Father. There's nothing hidden from you. But before we ask you any more, Lord, we just ask that you forgive our sins, Lord, that you cleanse us from all unrighteousness, Lord, that there be nothing between us and you, Lord. Our prayers will go unhindered to your throne room, Lord, and they can be answered in the way that you see fit, Lord. Father, tonight we just lift up Brother Eli. He's crying out for his brother Javel, Lord. He's wanting him to have a clean heart. We want him to know you as you can be known, Lord. We want Brother Javel to be salvation and to your goodness, dear Lord. You are so good to us, Father, and you're just waiting for each person to come to you, Lord, so that you can show them your goodness, God. Show them your mercy, your grace, and your favor, dear Lord. Oh, Father, we're just grateful for Brother Eli. He's always coming on praising you and praying for his mom, praying for his friends, Lord, just lifting them all up. And, Lord, he sings to you. He's got joy in his heart, Lord. We know that comes from you because without you, there is no joy, Lord. There is no peace. There is no gladness, Father. So we are just grateful for Brother Eli. Lord, tonight I lift up my dear sister, Leola, to you, Lord. She is far away in Louisiana. Her husband, Ray, her children, Nicole and Jarvis, Lord, her grandchildren, Lord, we just lift each one of them up to you, Father. Please watch over them. Bless them, guide them, Lord. Save them from themselves, dear Lord. We need to be saved from ourselves. Lord. Father, we're just grateful that Sister Leola is a faithful host on this line, Lord, and always has a good word. And Lord, we're just going to lift her up and her ministry there in Louisiana, Father. Please bless them. And Father, I think of Sister Carla, who is hosting tonight, Lord, and her children, her family, Lord. We've just been on this line faithfully hosting for a long time, Lord, and without her help, it would be almost impossible to run this prayer line, Lord. So we just do thank you for her, Lord. We ask for your blessing, your Holy Spirit to be upon her, to guide her, keep her, Lord. Keep her in the palm of your hand, Lord. Put a hedge of angels around her to protect her, Lord, and her ministry, Lord, and she's down there with Elder Richardson and other folks here in Tennessee, Lord. We just do lift all of them up to you, Father. Grateful that they're in a place where they can let their light shine, dear Lord. And Father, we're just grateful tonight for Sister Continelli, and she is always so coming on and so upbeat and so thankful and always praising you for your goodness, Lord, and always singing us a song, Lord, that is a beautiful voice. You hear those words, Lord, and you know that you're smiling in your throne room as you hear these words of praise coming up to you, Lord. Please bless Sister Continelli and her family, Lord. Watch over her and guide her. Bless her and keep her, dear Lord. And Father, it was good to hear from Sister Powell tonight. I talked to her this week, Lord, and she is doing well, Lord. But, Father, she has the issue with her leg. We know that you can give her wisdom, you can give her strength, to say that you would take care of her leg, that her leg would heal and not give her that pain that she is having, Lord. We know that she wants us to be in good health. You know, it's so hard to stay balanced on this earth. We either do enough or not enough, Lord, and sometimes we just do too much. And so, Lord, I just pray that Sister Powell will be able to get a little rest on that leg, that it would heal, that she could continue on with her ministry there, Lord. Bless her ministry there in Jamaica, Lord. Please watch over her, guide her, protect her, dear Lord. And Father, I think of my dear Sister Katie in Virginia, Lord, as she is lifting up her family to you at all times, Lord, her children, her grandchildren, Lord. Please watch over her, bless her, guide her, Father. Keep her, Lord. You know the issues of all of your children, Lord, and we just pray that you would be working in a mighty way upon each one of them and upon myself, too, Lord. As, we all are human, Lord. We have shortcomings, but we are trusting you, Lord, to move, Lord, to take that heart of stone and put in a heart of flesh in each one of us, Lord, that we may come before you, praise and thanksgiving upon our lips, Lord. Father, I want to lift up my brother O'Neill. He has been here from them tonight, Lord, but we trust that you are taking care of him, Lord, that he is out working for you, Lord, as he is always working for his master, Father. We just pray for him and his family, Lord, guide and bless him, keep him, Lord. Father, remember Brother Yudi, Sister Melissa, Arkansas, Brother Bernard there in Arkansas, Lord. And, Lord, we have folks all around that we haven't heard from in a long time. I think of Sister Terry, who came to some of our camp meetings, Lord, even stayed at my house, Lord, and I just do lift her up. She's a beautiful young lady, Lord. We haven't heard from her in a long time, Lord. We do pray that you would be continuing to watch over her, and that you'd be seeking you and staying close to you, Lord. And Father, there are many others. Names, I don't remember all of them, Lord, but you know who they are. And Father, guide us and bless us tonight. Be with Brother Ricardo as he brings the message, Lord. What a young man, Father, you've given him the gift of speaking, Lord. Please send your Holy Spirit to guide his lips tonight, Lord, his thoughts, his words, Lord. May we be straight from your throne room. Lord, bless us now. Keep us from the power of the enemy. He said you are stronger than he, Lord, and we are depending upon that tonight, Lord. But please open our ears so we may hear. Open our hearts that we may understand, Lord, and prepare our hands and our feet to do the bidding that you have for us tonight. We thank you and we praise you, Lord. Be with this prayer line and all those who didn't call in, Lord. Just be lifting them up to you. We thank you and we praise you, dear Lord. And we're grateful for the Sabbath, which is here. It's such a blessed day, Lord. Day that you have prepared to bring us up to a higher place, Lord, to forget all the cares of this life and just rest in you for a few moments, Lord. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Rick, and thank you also, Sister Powell, for those prayers. And I will open the line now for Brother Ricardo, and just want to welcome you and your wife, Samantha. Happy Sabbath. Your line is now open.
Happy Sabbath, my sister. Thank you so much for opening my line.
Amen, amen.
Happy amen. Sabbath. Happy Sabbath, everyone. Thank you all so much for your faithfulness, your patience, your testimony, and your song. May the Lord continue to be with us, beloved. Jesus is coming, and God loves us so much, and he gave us his word to prepare us. What a mighty God we serve. So we are without excuse to make it into the kingdom of heaven in these last days. And beloved, the message that God given to us, it's a test of our loyalty because a storm is coming. And these truths, these counsel, they will help you and I in these last days because in heaven eyes, when you purpose in your heart to follow God's ways. Because following Jesus, he's going to strip you. Because he said, if any man desire to follow me, let him deny himself. Christ, if you, Jesus said, if you love me, beloved, why do you not do the things I said unto you? Beloved, I'm going to give you the word today. I pray that I will not be, sorry, I pray that I will not sing in a lovely song unto you. God tell Ezekiel, they gather together as my people and sit down to listen to you, Ezekiel. But you sound like a lovely song to them. They listen like you singing a song, but they will not do what you said. The song of T. Marshall Kelly said, it is nobody's fault but you and mine, beloved. If we are lost, it's nobody's fault. We have a Bible. You can read it if you choose. Let us read the Word of God. The Word of God is your foundation. The Word of God is your bread. The Word of God is your surety. The Word of God brings hope, brings joy. The Word of God shows you and I the future. The Word of God is your GPS, beloved. We are too lazy when it comes to spiritual things. But let somebody talk about physical things, beloved. We have such a joy, an energy. But when it comes to spiritual things, we're falling asleep. We are bucking. Our attention span regarding God, the things of God, is less than 5 minutes. We can stand, sit, beloved, 2 hours, 3 hours, and watch a movie, watch documentary and all of these things. But when it comes to the Word of God, beloved, we are looking at our time. We are told these truths that we are learning for years, beloved. We have to learn them in weeks and months. You must spend quality time with Jesus, beloved, because the storm is coming. The storm is coming, and the storm going to prove your loyalty, to prove to you and I if you are playing church all these years. Adam and Eve go through a test. They fail. That's why we are in the condition. The Advent people go through a test, and many turn away, beloved. We are told those who are half converted on the message in these last days will walk with us no more. We have to take heed to the health message and the Bible and the spirit of prophecy. Jesus said, why do you call me Lord and do not the things I said unto you? God said, we have set up not all of his counsel, and we will none of his reproof. Do not come on this prayer line week after week after week after week after week, beloved. If you are not growing, you are wasting sister caller time. You are wasting others' time. You are wasting my time. You are wasting the holy angel's time. You are wasting Jesus' time. You are wasting the Father time. You are wasting the Holy Spirit time. If you are coming on this prayer line and there is no growth, if you come in on this prayer line, beloved, and you have just a conviction, and you say, what a message. But the message do not move you, leave a deep impression upon your mind. God say, we are stiff-necked. We have uncircumcised heart, beloved. Let us pray. Father in heaven, I come before your presence. You give me a message to warn your people. The message trouble me, oh God. I'm not ready, but Lord, but you tell me still preach the message. Lord, I'm asking you to help me to be converted. In words, deeds, and action, Lord. All of us desire to see you in your kingdom. But Lord, Satan, cripple us, oh God. Cripple the message. Cripple the help message. But Lord, help us, oh God. Help us to purpose in our heart that we will obey you, come what may. Grant us now your Holy Spirit, O God. Wherever we are at this moment, I'm asking for a special blessing, a special anointing, a special touch. Let the Holy Angel be around and about our dwelling at this moment. Any destruction, we are asking to send angel excelling strength with fiery sword to fight back the evil force of Satan, O God, so your people can hear a word from Jesus, so your people can hear Jesus' voice say, walk this pathway. Lord, help us to ask for the pathway and walk therein. Grant us now your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Beloved, we are on part four of the third angel message. Beloved, the third angel message is what? Preparing our people to stand true unto the Lord. In manuscript release volume 1, manuscript release volume 1, page 228, paragraph 2, manuscript release volume 1, page 228, paragraph 2. God's purpose in giving the third angel message to the world is to prepare a people to stand true to him during the investigative judgment. Hold it right there. What is God's purpose, Advent Life? If this message is God's purpose must become our purpose. Are you with me? God's purpose in giving the third angel's message to what? To the Lord during the what? Investigative judgment. Question. Let me see if you're paying attention. What is the third angel message preparing the people to stand for what, beloved? To stand true to who? The Lord. During what? The investigative judgment. Beloved, you and I take it serious when you have a court case. Right? Do you know that you have a pending case at the bar of God today? Right now? You and I name can come up in review, in judgment, and you do not know. Your name can be blotted out, and you do not know. Your probation can close, and you do not know. And you're still performing, we are told. Many probation will close, beloved, and you will still go to church. You will still pay tithe. God, Lord have mercy, are you hearing this? Many probation will close, and they will still go to church, still pray. Still saying the testimony of God and all these things, not knowing the probation closed, not knowing mercy run out, not knowing forgiveness run out, not knowing the Holy Spirit withdrawn. Beloved, this is the purpose. And I'm going through this with you, beloved, slowly but surely. Do not come on this prayer line and take these things serious, because these things going to be for or against you and I. Because why you think Matthew chapter 24, verse 14 say, and this gospel must be preached in all the world and be a what? Witness. The gospel, what we are preaching, what we are professing, what we are claiming to live, either it's going to be for or against. We cannot fool anyone. Heaven, we are wide hoping in the eyes of heaven. The whole universe is watching us. Satan and his demons, they are watching us. Everything saying that, who will stand? Who will remain faithful? Who is it that loved their Lord? And Satan here mocking, rolling and laughing, holding his stomach, laughing. Is this these rebellious people that you love? Look at them. Look how they treat you. They don't even care about you, Christ. You die on Calvary cross for each and every one of them. They don't even understand your love. But they say they love you. They say they love you and they don't follow what you said. They say amen, but the amen is just a word of mouth, not coming from the heart. Beloved, this is the message, beloved. It is a fearful message. Can you imagine a parent is threatening our son or daughter? If you do this, I will. Can you imagine, beloved? The parents love that child, but that child is rebellious and wayward and going, want to do their own thing, but the parents is tough love. This message is a tough love, beloved. Tough love. What is this third angel message? Go with me to Revelation. Because sometimes we forget these things, beloved. If you and I, we are lost, beloved, it's nobody's fault but you and I. Nobody's fault but you and I. Go with me to Revelation chapter 14, verse 10, beloved. Revelation chapter 14, verse 9 and 10. Revelation chapter 14, verse 9 and 10. Take you 30 seconds for senior citizens, which is Christian. Take you 30 seconds to find your scripture. New believers, it takes you a minute. Are you with me, beloved? Watch this now, because if we have the remote in our hand, we know where to find the channel 5. But when it comes to God's word, we're taking time. Watch this now, beloved. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man what? Worship the beast and his what? Image and receive his what? His mark and his what? In his forehead or in his what? Hand. The same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of what? God. Out without mixture This wrath of God is dealing with, what does it mean? Without mixture, mean without remedy, without sympathy. We are told when God flooded the earth, Satan feared for his own existence. Satan never saw the wrath of God like this when he flooded the earth. Can you imagine? The demons fear for their own existence. And we who say we love Christ, when we call the name of Christ, do you tremble? When angels, when demons hear that name, they tremble, beloved. They have to flee. When you have a connection with Christ and you say, Satan, get hence behind me, the blood of Jesus Christ against you. Beloved, that angel fly through your door so quick. If the door could fell off, beloved, you would see it. But that angel has to flee from your presence. Because what? You have a relationship with Jesus. When angels heard that name, beloved, they tremble. And you tremble at the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus is coming back. When you send a message, you're looking to send a message to prepare a people to stand true unto him. You have to deny yourself. I have to deny myself. It say, give you a diet. You want to eat your own food. You want to wear your own apparel, beloved. But they say, but let us continue to profess your name. It cannot work like that. God's standard is very, very high. And it is very strict. Watch this now. The same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy. Brothers and sisters, you're going to be burned in the presence of who? The angel. You're going to be burned in front of your holy angel, your guardian angel, rather, and in the presence of the Lamb. Who is the Lamb? Christ Jesus and the saints. But this is not God's will. It is nobody's fault if we are lost. God loves you so much. He's going to do everything in his power to make sure I do everything in my power. I'm going to plead. I'm going to beg. I'm going to put you in situations to get your attention. Nobody falls but you and I. God's purpose in giving the third angel message, beloved, to the world is to prepare a people to stand true to him during the investigative judgment. This is the purpose for which we establish and maintain our publishing houses, our schools, our sanitarium. We deal with the sanitarium, we're dealing with the sick, right? Our sanitarium, hygienic restaurants, treatment rooms, and food factories. This is our purpose in carrying forward every line of work in the course. Manuscript release, volume 1, page 228, paragraph 2. This is the messenger, beloved. Go with me to Malachi 3:1. Malachi chapter 3, verse 1. Go with me to Malachi chapter 3, verse 1. When we talk about this is a literal angel. But this angel represents God's people who are given the first, second, and third angel. Listen now. Because remember, God purpose given the third angel message to prepare a people. So the purpose of the work of the third angel is what? To prepare a people to stand true unto who? The Lord. But another function of the holy, the third angel is fearful is his work and awful is his what? Mission. He is also sealing and binding. Watch this now. Malachi 3:1. Behold, I will send my what? Messenger. What will this messenger do now? Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before who? The Lord. Before me. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, said the Lord of hosts. So this is the third angel is what? Preparing the way for the Lord. Are you hearing this, beloved? Because this message is a fearful message ever given unto mortals. Fearful is his work and awful is his mission. He is the angel that is selecting and binding. this third angel is there with presence. You remember early writings, page 63, paragraph 1. You remember what the woman of God said? There are many precious truths that contain in the what? The word of God. But what the flock needs, but it is present truth the flock needs now. Hold it right there. What those Seventh-day Adventists need? Present truth now. What those Advent light needs now? Present truth. Why we need present truth? We are told. The woman of God said, why we are not hearing these messages, seeing the danger of who the messenger or the ministers or the leaders, I have seen the danger of the messenger running off from the important points of what? Present truth. Hold it right there. If you are going to church, beloved, and you are not hearing these messages, don't bother waste your time and to criticize the elder or whatever. You need to go on to educate yourself in these last days. Because we are wasting our time. They are not doing this. The conference is not doing this. You better study and to show yourself approved. A workman who can rightly divide in the word of truth in these last days. So you can go back and teach your beloved brothers and sisters. We are too lazy and indifferent in these last days. We do not want to study. You cannot allow people to spoon feed you in these last days, beloved. You must go back and to search and to see if these things are so. God will give you revelation when you are spending time in his word. We are duos. When somebody come with present truth, we want to fight against it. This man, he speak too strongly. But when somebody come and start to give you story, you want to laugh and big laugh and all of these things. Have a good time. But the message don't leave a deep impression upon your mind. When you hear present truth, go against the grain. Present truth, touch some idol in your life. You don't want to hear that. You want to fight against the minister. You want to go to conference and say, get rid of this present truth preacher. Now that's how we've seen all of these different pharaohs coming in our church. Watered down the message in these last days. I would say we are getting present truth. Present truth is what? To unite the flock. And to sanctify the soul. That's why we see so much erroneous doctrine. The erroneous doctrine separate the flock. Cause confusion, tension, and all of these things, beloved. We need to preach the message. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you love Jesus, you will give the message. Why do you think Revelation chapter 10 is dealing with the history of the Advent people? Matthew chapter 24 is dealing with the signs of the times. Matthew 25 is dealing with the experience of the Advent people, dealing with under the parable of the 10 virgins. We are told the parable of the 10 virgins, beloved, meets its fulfillment. And it's of another fulfillment in our day. Right now, I'm speaking to wise and foolish virgins. But it is not in my authority to say you are foolish or wise. But heaven in heaven eyes know who is on this prayer line is a foolish virgin or a wise. But the time of test will come, will show who is wise and who is foolish. Who is a wheat and who is a tear. You have to take heed to the message. Don't be saying amen and you will not doing it. Brothers and sisters, we have to reform. A lot of us will make commitment to the Lord and we get slacking up, beloved. The lapse of time does not lessen the value of these messages, beloved. But the lapse of time causes us to be what? Floppy in our commitment. And we start looking like the world, eating like the world. And we say we are present truth. We are told, beloved, in Great Controversy, 608, paragraph 1, as the storm approaches, what storm? The crisis. As the storm approaches, a law class who have professed faith. Notice she never said the nominal church. She never said the church of Babylon. She started talking about the present truth believers. As the storm approaches, a large class who have what? Professed faith in the third angel message. But have not what? Sanctified. to the word obedience. So the truth, if you are not sanctified in the truth, beloved, what you will do in the last day? You're going to abandon your position, beloved, and you will join ranks with the easy and popular side. This is the message, beloved. If any man worship the beast, you are cut off. But God gives you the help message to help you to change your diet so your mind cannot be numb, clouded with all kind of different confusion. God gives you a health message, a proper diet, so you can exercise temperance, so your mind can clear, so you can understand and comprehend spiritual things. The health message, beloved, is to help you and I to get victory over sins on a daily basis, which is the right arm of righteousness, the right arm of helping hand, beloved. You and I need a helping hand. Some of us, we are falling in our health. But Jesus said, I'm stretching out my right hand of righteousness to uphold you. He said, yeah, I will uphold you. Yeah, I will help you. Hold you. I will help you with my right hand, the right arm, the help message, beloved. But we reject it. You have set up not all of my counsel, and you will none of my reproof. Let us move on, beloved. Let us move on. I love you so much, beloved. I am telling you these things. We are told, beloved, many of you look unto these big preachers and all of these things. We are told, Sister White said, the time is coming. So you're going to say, you preachers, you elders, you minister, if you know these things, why did you not tell us? Advent life, I know these things. And I'm provoking you to good works. I am warning you like a warning man, just like a parent will warn their child. God loves you so much, and he raised me up as a young man in these last days to warn his people. Some of us, we will not make it into Canaan, because just like in the past, the Israelites, they murmur against the message. They fight against Moses, but God said, I will make you go around this mountain, and many of you will die in the wilderness. I will allow you to die. You ain't going to lose your soul, but I got to hide you in the grave. So when indignation passes over, I will raise some of you up again. Because if I allow some of you to remain alive, you will endure the cause. You will cause a lot of my faithful minister to get discouraged. You will allow some of my faithful minister to go out astray and to give up the message. Some of you, you are stiff-necked, rebellious. You are entering into the way of the Lord. So God has to put some of you to sleep. I will let your young ones to finish the work. You need to go to sleep, because I'll keep talking to you and you will not follow my ways. The more you reject, the more your heart gets hard. But God said, I have a controversy against my people. God loves you so much. And in his love, he will put you to sleep. In his love, I said, he will allow you to go sleep. He loves you. I want to see the second coming of Christ. Do you? We have work to do. I'm preparing you with the word of God so you can also go back and to study. God is bringing me somewhere else, because I'm talking to somebody on the prayer line. Two, you brothers and sisters, we are lingering too much. We are too careless. It is not enough to have good talk, beloved. It is not enough for me, beloved, to come here and give you this feel nice, good message. Yes, come on, Advent life. Man, we are getting present truth. Man, this bread. No. Beloved, when you get the message, your home life tells if you are taking heed to the message. Where does sanctification begin? You're supposed to know this. We'll go for this message. Sanctification begins in home. The message that I'm giving you is to bring reform and reformation and revival to primitive godliness in your life. So your mom, your brothers, your sister, your aunt, your neighbor, supposed to see a difference in your life. Man, you change. Man, you say, Brother Tom over there, man. Brother Tom, change, man. Brother Tom is loving. Brother Tom is treating his wife. He used to treat her. But look at Brother Tom over there, man. Brother Tom, he opened up the car door for his wife. No, man. What is going on? Man, this guy is aggressive.
Man, I gotta go talk to Brother Tom over there, man. Brother Tom, what's going on with you? Man, I used to watch you, peep through my window, say you treat your wife and all these things. What changed? You know, brother, I'm going to church all these years. You know, I was playing church. But one day God get a hold of me. And he exposed me. He convict me. And I had to weep before the porch and the altar and I said, Lord, I give up. And when I say I give up, such a love come in my heart for my wife because I fall in love with Jesus. I realize I did fall in for my first love. When you fall in from your first love, you will be bitter towards each other. We are told if you are connected to Christ, you will be connected to each other. Advent light, I'm talking to you. Yes, you I'm talking to. You can't. I can't hear you, but you hearing me. Yes, I'm talking to you. Jesus loves you. Why are you playing with your soul salvation? Stop. Stop now. Think. Look at yourself. Think. Are you growing? Are you bearing fruits? What does it mean to you to be a Seventh-day Adventist? Just a name? The name cannot save you. Keeping the Sabbath cannot save you. Because the law demanded perfection. When you sin, the law said death. Death. But what the law could not do, Christ comes and to lay down his life so now you and I can have life eternal. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure to make wise the simple. The scriptures, beloved, the studying of the word to make you wise unto salvation in these last. The false education of this world. This is true education. But we value the education of this world. Don't get me wrong. God wants all of his people to be educated. Because when you go to heaven, Jesus, you're going to go to school again. For 1,000 years, Jesus is going to teach us. And some of us, we think we're so smart. We try to explain God's word. I'm not allowing the Holy Spirit to use us. Jesus Christ is coming. If my wife cannot see Christ in me, my life must be an example to my wife to push her, want to study, want to press on a little longer. Can ask my wife in front of me or behind my back. I ask my wife. Husband, is it? I'm talking to you as well. Wife, I'm talking to you. Single mother, I'm talking to you. Can one of your loved ones see a change in you? If not, something is wrong. I heard a brother, he said his wife said he's not Christian and he take it for a joke. Brothers and sisters, if you have a wife and your wife say you ain't Christian, you better take it serious. You need to go on the house of or somewhere or go in the woods and to cry out to heaven, Lord! Lord, my wife, my spouse, my children say I'm not a Christian. I am a hypocrite. Lord, change me. If you have to use them to humble me, Lord, yes. I acknowledge it, Lord. Show me where I need to tighten up. It is not enough, beloved, for you to hear this message and go back and say, yes, we hear a good sermon. We're breaking down scripture and you forget these things. It is not enough, beloved, for you to write these things down and you don't go back over it. You must be like the barbarians. Go back and to search, line up and line, priest up and priest up, hear a little and hear a little. The Bible says knowledge will increase, but the knowledge I see amongst professed Seventh-day Adventists is the worldly knowledge. Professed Seventh-day Adventist is going in some secret organization. They are trying to go in some to gain money and all of these things. But we are told that all earthly support will cut off. Instead of, beloved, we sell the gospel to a dying soul. We are selling Rome agenda. All roads lead to Rome. Sister White said, why the church is not being persecuted? Why? Because the church, she conformed to the ways of the world. through persecution, the church grew. When Rome was killing the church, beloved, when they kill one, ten join the church. So Rome changed our strategy. Rome joined the church, and Rome said, I've got to corrupt Satan, to have to corrupt them, corrupt the church within. Why Seventh-day Adventists is not being persecuted today? We see we have drum coming in our church, dancing and music and shouting and jumping up, false revival among us. But we don't want to hear this. We don't want to hear present truth. Bible says many will have an itchy ear looking for teachers who will give them smooth message, who will not touch certain sin, cherish idols. Some Adventists, we don't look like Adventists anymore. This is, I call this microwave Adventist. Quick fix. I love you, beloved. That's why I talk to you like this. Justin, gonna talk to you. Nice motivation speak. This is not my motivation speak. Your life is at stake. Your soul salvation is at stake. There's a higher calling on you, upon you, beloved. You and I. A higher calling. Take it serious, no? Please. Please. Jesus is pleading. Please. Please. Advent light, please. You are bought at a precious price with the blood of Jesus, the spotless lamb. Can you imagine when Jesus are going to the cross, angels who know that Jesus created them, crying, weeping. He could send 10,000 to wipe out. One angel could wipe out this whole universe. But you and I put him to the cross. You and I sin, put him to the cross. You and I crucify him afresh every day. Can you imagine? But you still can go to him and say, Lord, save me. And he will save you. But do you love him like how he loves you? He wake you, he spear your life during this week. Do you know a lot of people do not get the opportunity to wake up out of their bed? Do you know a lot of people go to the hospital and they never come back out? But why God is fearing you and I? Because he loves you. Even when God do many wonderful blessings in our lives, we come on the prayer line and we talk about God's goodness. We are like the children of Israel. God opening up the Red Sea. Today and tomorrow we start complaining. So you have brought us into the wilderness. And see, we are dying for hunger. God, give them food. Then they're complaining again. See, you have led us in the wilderness and led us to thirst. God, give them water. See, we don't have nothing. We don't have no clothes on our back. God, give you clothes. See, you cry and hard for a job. God, give you a job. See, you cry and hard for a country home. God, give you a country home. See, you cry and ask God for your children, and now your children is coming around again, praying again, reading the Bible, asking a question, and yet still we are not thankful. So I want to speak to the heart. What does it benefit you and I for me to give you the first, second, and third angel message, sanctuary message, the life of Jesus, and all of these things? But there is no reform. There is no change. No one will go into their room and beat their chest and say, Lord, I am a sinner. I hear you. I am playing church all these years. Save me. I remember in my previous years, Lord, I used to love you so much. I was on fire. But some of us, we are extremists. That's why we lower the standard. Some of us, beloved, when we see other sister, another person out there, beloved, coming to church, shirt, the skirt is short. Brothers and sisters, we need to love each other with love. We say we must love one another, but we are not lovers. Seventh-day Adventists, we have the greatest truth, the greatest light, but cold like ice. We cannot get along. We spit over there, spit over there. Satan is leading us, not Christ. Because if we are present truth, beloved, bring unity among the flock. You are professing present truth, not living present truth. Because if you are living present truth, all of us will be unified. Brothers and sisters, if we say we are one family, who is it that you cannot like that brother over there? You don't like how he talk. You don't like how he dress. You don't like how he walk. Brothers and sisters, even though if we don't like each other, beloved, we are of the same family. We are aiming for the same place, heaven. If we cannot get along here, you might as well go watch TV and eat popcorn. But that is, you ain't doing yourself any good if you do that anyway. Go with me to Malachi, beloved. Coming to you on the prayer line, I come with such a joy. I come with such a burden to speak to you. Spend time with God, beloved, and I see my need. These messages, they are pointing to me. Step on my toe. We are going through a series, beloved. God just bringing me somewhere else. I never planned. Just ask the Lord, take full control. When you ask God to lead, beloved, God will put words in your mouth. God will let the words that I'm speaking to you become like fire, a living word, piercing even to dividing of thunder, even to the joint. The word of God, beloved, it is powerful. It's like a two-edged sword. When I'm speaking to you, it's cutting me through. Go with me to Malachi chapter 2, verse 10. Malachi chapter 2, verse 10. Have we not all one Father? Have not one God created us? Why do we deal treacherously, every man against his brother, by profaning covenant of our fathers? Are you hearing this, beloved? Think upon these things, beloved. You will know if a minister loves you, if a preacher cares about the flock or he cares about money. Because Jesus said, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way of the Lord. You will know if a minister loves you. You will know if I love you. If you do not think I love you, don't come on the prayer line, beloved. Don't come on to listen to me. When you know I'm coming on, just hang up your phone. I love you because I speak to you like this. I love you because I want to see you in heaven. I love you because I want Jesus to restore you so you don't have to go through pain and suffering and all of this frustration. And people abuse you and use you and mistreat you. I'm helping you to show you that there's a better place is coming. There's a land full of light. There's a place, beloved, with nothing but joy, peace, holy beings. Sin will never rise again. There is a place that Jesus is preparing for you and I. You ain't got to worry about old years no more, beloved. You ain't got to worry about wrinkles anymore. You ain't got to worry about arthritis and rheumatitis and all the titis, beloved. You ain't got to worry about sickness. Sickness will flee from your body. No aching, no pain. No migraine, no toothache, beloved. No discomfort. No deformity, rather, all of the scars that you get in the past, the cuts, they were removed from your body, beloved. Jesus wants to show you off. Jesus wants to show the universe. These are they which stood fast. These are they, even though they died for me. These are they who get victory over sin. These are they which stood fast. These are they with purpose in their hearts to live for me in these last days. These are they. Even though they are weak and feeble, they ask me for strength. Well, they see that they all the strength is failing. When they call out, say, Lord, save me like Peter. Heaven will send angels. We are told a lot of times God send the angels to help us and we refuse the help. Do you know what angels do? The angels go back to heaven. And when the angels give the report, all the universe say amen. Heaven not going to go against your will. When you say no, heaven say amen. When you say yes, heaven say here I am. Heaven wants to help you and I in these last days. God so loved the world that he gave. God loved you so much he gave the help message. Gave the first angel. Gave the second angel. Gave the sanctuary. Gave the third angel, beloved. gave all of these things. God loved you so much, he gave you the spiritual prophecy, gave you Adventist home, gave you regarding marriage and all of these things. God gave love, always giving. Love, give, 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 give. Jesus loves you. Can you recognize, can you see his love? Do you feel his love? Taste and see that the Lord is good to you, Advent Life. Taste and see that it's part of what you are going through. Jesus loves you. Though Satan wants to take you out, God says, Satan, thus far and no further. Why the bridegroom tarry? Because we are not ready. He is long-suffering that no man to perish, but all come to repentance. All of us, we are not ready. Me, myself, I am not ready. The third angel is preparing our people to stand, and God ministers, so-called ministers, they are not preparing the people to stand. They are not preparing Seventh-day Adventists. You have made commitment to the Lord and to the past, and you are stripped yourself of these things. And when you, some of us, we ladies, men, when we go to the store, some people will say, are you an Adventist? You don't even open up your mouth. How do you know that I'm Adventist? Because the way you dress, the way you carry yourself. Huh? God is showing you, you are not doing this in vain. People recognize you because the standard is high. People admire you, even though when you don't see it, angels admire you because they are realizing you are following the reforms, following the council, following Jesus. The Bible said, these are they which follow the Lamb, whichever he goeth. Are you following Jesus wherever he goeth? Are you following Jesus in the council? Are you following Jesus in the Bible? Are you following Jesus spending time day and night to meditate upon his word, to carefully to do all that is written therein? Then shall then thou shall have good success. Why are we not successful? Because you are not following God's ways. Why can you not be prosperous? Because you are not following God's blueprint. That's why we go after Babylon. Go and seek after Babylon riches. God tell Achan, tell them, give them specific instruction. Do not take up their jewelry and their Babylonian garments. And Achan, beloved, take up the jewelry and the garments and hide them under his tent. Beloved, every time you and I sin, there's a package come with it. What is it? Debt. Remember the Bible said the wages of sin is what? Debt. Achan caused his whole family to go. The wages of sin is what? Debt. Every time you and I sin, why you think God bring in the help message now? I will help thee, yeah, I will help thee. I will uphold you with my right hand of righteousness. You are dying, Advent Life. I am dying. And God gave you the help message to sustain you, to keep you, to nourish, to bring back alive the cells in your body, to replenish these dying cells in your body. The only communication Satan wants to cut off is the brain nerve. Because Satan knows that this is where heaven communicates to us. This is the only medium, and that's why you think, God changed your diet? It's not to take you off of these things, but to give you a clear, sound mind. He said, I never gave you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. The holy word of God is his power to give you a sound mind, to crowd out worldly thoughts, beloved. We are told, beloved, if you are worldly, present truth has no place to enter the mind, beloved. We are dwelling too much upon worldly things. That's why present truth is crowded out. What do you think Paul said? Brethren, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you unto spiritual. Why? But even as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. Paul come to the brethren. Paul recognized the church condition. Paul recognized the individual in the church. He realized they are present truth believers, but the condition of the church, present truth believers, they are not what? Spiritual. They are unconverted. And what we have seen among present truth believers, envy, strife, and division.
Go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Let me show you something. The Holy Spirit brings this to my mind. Beloved, God bring me somewhere else. Don't worry yourself. We are in our series. Because when we get to the meat of this matter, this message is going to prove to you if you love Jesus. And if you love Jesus and you hear something, you're going to say, Lord, I'm going to deny myself. Yes, I hear you speaking to me. Listen now, beloved. Paul said this. And I, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1 to 3. And I, brethren, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1 to 3. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual. Hold it right there. You see a comma? What? Who Paul is talking to? Gentiles or Christians? Paul is talking to the Christians. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto what? Spiritual. But as unto what? Carnal. Holy. Carnal. Even as unto babes in Christ. So hold it right there. So Paul is saying that I cannot, so spiritual things belong to spiritual people, right? And carnal things belong to carnal people. So Paul is looking at the condition of the church, the condition of the brethren. Paul said, I come to give you present truth, but I cannot speak unto you regarding these spiritual things. Now I have to come down to your level. I have to speak unto you as unto a carnal, even as unto babes. So you're telling me, a babe in Christ, they are what? Carnal. Remember now, don't get me wrong. In heaven eyes, they are accepted. They are a child of God. But a babe who on milk, they are unskillful in the word of righteousness. So if you are unskillful in the word of righteousness, that means you are not fully developed in the righteousness of Jesus. Before you misquote me now, let me give you Bible. Go with me to 1 Peter or 2 Peter 2:2. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. Go with me now. Let me show you, babe. Because Paul said, and I, brethren, could not speak unto you. God bring me some words. But bear with me now, beloved. Okay, we're coming to a close. Listen what God said. Listen what the Bible said now, beloved. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may what? Grow thereby. So a babe in Christ, this is their receive, they find their first love. Wait, you notice what the Bible says. You are falling from your what? First love. You don't have no desire for me anymore. You don't have no desire for spiritual things anymore. You don't have no desire to spend quality time in the word of God anymore. Notice what the Bible says. As newborn babe, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may what? Grow thereby. Watch this now. Go with me to Hebrew. Because watch this now. Remember, a babe in Christ, they want to what? Grow thereby. How does a babe grow spiritually? Bible study. They still hear themselves with like-minded Christians who are converted and also spiritual, can help them in their journey, in their walk. Are you with me? But watch this now. Paul said, I could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but even as unto carnal, even as babes in Christ. So Paul is saying that carnal, even as babe in Christ. Watch this now. Because a babe in Christ, they are not fully developed in the righteousness of Christ. Are you with me? Even though they accepted, they have become a child of heaven. But there are some things in your life need to eradicate it. Are you with me, beloved? Watch this now. Go with me to Hebrews now. 5. Hebrews. Watch this now. We're dealing with babes now. Watch this now, beloved. God bring me somewhere ahead of. Bear with me now. Let the Holy Spirit lead. When the Holy Spirit lead, beloved, I'm telling you, fire will shut up in your night bones. We say, Lord, thank you. You speak to me this evening. God is looking for a faithful people in this last day to stand true unto him. Because, beloved, this time is coming that you and I must stand without an intercessor. Woe unto us, beloved. What? Without an what? Intercessor. Meaning, beloved, we're going to see things upon this earth that, beloved, if you are not in Jesus, you will walk away. Let's cry. You will walk away and let the Bible and the spirit of prophecy. Watch this now. Paul said, I could not speak unto you unto spiritual. Right? Watch this now. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 13 to 14. Watch this now. Let me show you now. Remember, I said, a babe in Christ, they are also still carnal. But they are accepted in heaven highs as a child of God. Watch this now, beloved. Watch this now. Let me give you a Bible now. For everyone that useth milk Hebrews chapter 5, verse 13 and 14. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in what? The word of what? Righteousness. For he is a what? Babe. Hold it right there. If somebody is not, if they don't have no experience in something, right? They're what? Inexperienced. Are you with me, beloved? So the Bible is saying that in order for you and I to grow in Christ, you must come to a full age. Watch this now. Verse 14. Watch this. Watch this now. Verse 14. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age. What is strong meat? Present truth. Who is present truth? Jesus. What is this present truth? First, second, third angel. What is this present truth? Matthew 25. What else? Sanctuary. What else? The health message. What else? Dress to farm. And so on. Watch this now, beloved. But strong meat belongeth to them that are what? Of full age. Even those who by what? Reason of use have their what? Senses to discern, to exercise, no, sorry, have their senses exercised to discern what? Both good and what? Evil. The babe in Christ, they don't have that discernment. So they need a mature, a seasoned Christian to teach them the biblical principle regarding their walk with Christ. Are you with me? Does this thing make sense? And some of us here on this prayer line, we are still babe. We are still drinking milk. And this is the time you don't need milk, beloved. You need to be on meat. Are you with me, beloved? You need to be on some hard spiritual bone. Are you with me, beloved? Some hard dumplings. Are you with me? Some hard cocoa and dasheen. Are you with me, beloved? We need to eat hard food in these last days. Hard food will develop your faith. What does this mean, beloved? Faith come by what? Hearing. Faith come by keeping. Faith come by digesting. Are you with me? Faith come by meditating. Faith come by practicing. Faith come by walking. Are you with me, beloved? While you're doing these things, your faith is developing. Are you with me, beloved? So when the test comes now, everyone's going to test your faith. Are you with me? To show you, everyone knows if you're going to fail or pass. But heaven is showing you and I, even though you came to say you have faith, but when the test comes, you start murmuring. You start complaining. We are told when God allowed trials and tests come upon us, if we murmur, God allowed the cup to become bitter. But we give praise and thanks, and with patience, the cup gets sweeter and sweeter. Are you with me, beloved? We must spend quality time. If you asleep too late in bed, beloved, get up 3, 4 o'clock and come and sit a while and talk with Jesus. Come and tell him your problem. Stop, pick up the phone and call your brothers and sisters. All you're going to bombard their mind and trouble their spirit with your problem. Why you don't go trouble Jesus with your problem? Pick up the phone, the telephone, your knee. Go on your knees, beloved. Some of us, we send out too much email. You know what? You need to go down on your knees and send up some email. Why Jesus in the most holy place of the heavenly sanctuary, send up your prayers. Watch God work for you in these last days. Jesus wants to work for you. Why you don't open up the door of your heart? Why you don't surrender to your God and so God can show you great and mighty things you know nothing of? Open up the doors to Jesus, beloved. He loves you. He's coming. This lovely Jesus. Jesus himself will put a crown on your head. Are you hearing me? The God who created you took so low to man will put a crown on your head. Enter into my joy. You're faithful. Can you imagine this? Jesus who created heavens and earth. Jesus who died on Calvary cross. Jesus who created angels. Jesus who created the sea. Jesus, who in the sanctuary was our high priest. Jesus, who shed his blood on Calvary cross. You telling me? Will give us a new name? Will put the crown himself on our head? Lord have mercy. You don't know what you serve, beloved. You do not know who you serve. You do not know your value. You are bought with a precious price. Live like Jesus is coming. Live like you have a living God in heaven who sits on the throne today. God wants to give us the power, pour out the Holy Spirit like never before. We are praying, beloved, but no power. We are praying over the sick, but no relief. We are lacking power, no Holy Spirit. We are dry like the dry bones, beloved. And these dry bones live. I am speaking to dead people, even though you are walking, but beloved.
can serve God without fear and trembling. But serve God. Now the laws, beloved, they are mandating you can't even walk with Jesus on your shirt anymore. They are telling you to take it off. You cannot pray anymore. A lady, beloved, just get locked up. She was praying in her mind in Canada. Locked up, beloved. Persecution is coming to the United States. Persecution is coming to your door. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Lord in heaven, we give you thanks and praise, O God. Whatever I fail to ask for, Lord, whatever I fail to say to your people, I'm asking to have mercy upon me. Lord, I pray that you will give us back the privilege again next week, if it is your will, for us to come back and to go over these things. I prepare, Lord, but you give me something else to speak to your people. I know somebody get it. I believe by faith. I know somebody will tighten up. I know somebody will say, Lord, you speak to me. I know somebody will say, Lord, give me the strength. Give me your grace. Give me your Holy Spirit so I can walk into the whole path, Lord. Help us, oh God, to ask for the whole path so we can walk therein. Give us the heart of revival and reformation to primitive godliness in these last days. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you again, Brother Ricardo. What a blessed message this evening. And I pray that my brothers and sisters really enjoy this message and will take heed. We all have a work to do. We all have a high calling upon our name. You know, we ought to represent Christ wherever we go. And as read 1 Corinthians 13, love and the understanding gift. So we all ought to have love, which is charity. We can have everything, the gift of prophecy. We can have tongue to speak like men and angels. And if we have not love for our brethren and for those that are out there, we are nothing. So let us be faithful. Let us be found holy and perfect in the sight of God and men. So have a blessed night. Happy Sabbath to each and every one of you. May you continue to search the scripture. May you continue to confess your sin unto God. And if you have fault anyone, ask for, you know, you go to your brethren and ask for forgiveness. And may we continue to strive for perfection. Amen. And may the Holy Spirit be with us and guide us through this Sabbath and be encouraged. God bless you. Have a good night, brothers and sisters. Amen.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through His infinite mercy, His child, and forever I am. Redeemed.